Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
God, I'd kill Shane for Jimmy G.
You'd kill Shane for Jimmy G?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be specific on who I'd kill.
Yeah.
All right. I was screening a call. What just happened?
Quarterbacks you'd kill Shane for. Line it up. 312-644.
That's not a terrible idea.
Tyrod Taylor. Oh. Kill Shane for Tyrod
Shane,
Taylor.
Die for the show.
Wait, hold on. Before you guys pick one, which one is the accused sexual abuser? Isn't that who you're going to pick?
Listen, I was willing to trade my dog for Deshaun Watson before I knew about the alleged sexual abuse, okay?
Not after, to be clear. The dog was taken off the market.
As soon as I found out.
Not good, dog fans.
As soon as I found out, I rescinded the trade-off.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
But the Browns still felt good about guaranteeing what?
Yeah.
$300 million?
Like, oh, Omar's off the table. We'll give you $230 million fully guaranteed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
That was so messed up with me. I'm sorry again, Tanny. Sorry about that.
The Browns, absolutely better than the Bears, even without Deshaun Watson.
Oh, without a doubt.
They've had a lead in the fourth quarter of every game they've played this year.
Tanny, would you kill Shane for Jacoby Brissett?
Man, he's been good.
Yeah, it's been.
It's been good.
And I really don't like Shane, so, man, it's tempting. I
like that guy.
I needed this today.
Would you do it for Simeon's quarterback?
No. Trevor Simeon.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, Gary's call was otherwise so easy to follow.
Oh, Gary, man.
You could see how I could make that mistake.
Why did Mike Tomlin buckle and do exactly what Matt Nagy did? You totally predicted this, and I'm so pissed.
Because I've watched the NFL.
I know, but he's supposed to be a different guy. He's a smarter coach. He's a made guy.
He's not.
I liked that Kenny Pickett was third string. If you're going to sit him, then really sit him. That's why he got no reps. But then there he goes at halftime without any good first team reps, without a game plan installed to take advantage of him, without being put in a position mentally to even be ready for the game as a starter. It's exactly what Nagy did with Fields last year. What the hell, man?
It's crazy. I think you're looking at it the wrong way. They should have done it the other way.
But that's the thing. If you're not going to do it the other way, then don't do it this way. Don't do it this way.
And these people are largely not creative
people. He should know enough to not let it happen this way. We've seen this a million times.
I know, but you know who we need to add to the list of quarterbacks who look better than Justin Fields? Kenny Pickett.
Oh, man.
And he had 13 pass attempts and three of them were intercepted.
That's not fair.
Dude, I watched. The guy came in. There was an immediate buzz. You want to talk about a guy who's like, Justin Fields holds the ball too long? That's not Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett grips it and rips it. That dude is not afraid. And his interceptions, one was a Hail Mary, and a couple others hit off receivers' hands. Like, that guy, not scared of the moment at all. And I'm not saying Fields is scared of the moment, but Fields seems to be waiting for the guy to be perfectly open when that just doesn't exist in the NFL. And so, and again, I actually thought that Fields progressed in this game. Like, he wasn't good, and I want to still hold him to franchise quarterback standards. So, like, I'm not like throwing roses at the guy's feet. But if I am being honest, it was absolutely the best game of his season, even if it would have been like the sixth or seventh or eighth best game out of his nine starts last year.
He thought they improved. He thought the passing game improved.
It did. It did. He completed double-digit passes for the first time this year. He completed a deep ball for the first time this year. And, five different guys caught passes, which is pretty horrible. But if you compare it to the rest of the league, but, like, it was actually at times somewhat competent.
So do you think it's understandable when he says what he said at the press conference about the passing game?
Let's hear this. The passing game being broken.
The question was from Jason Leisure. You know, your passing game is not progressing. What's that about?
Justin, you said last week you kind of threw out this excuse of it's early. Now you guys are four games in. You know, as you've had a lot of time with this offense. The running game is working. Why isn't the passing game working?
Who said the passing game was working?
Well, the numbers aren't good. It's not been good.
I mean, numbers don't matter, I don't think, in my opinion. But, you know, as long as we win, like I said, that's all I care about.
So, yeah, it's obviously an inane comment.
Well,
it's nonsensical.
He's trying to hold on to whatever positives he did have, and he did have some positives, which you just reeled off.
Right, but when he's sure, but the question, at least as I understood it, was kind of like in the aggregate. Maybe he could say, "Hey, it's post game, and today I didn't think it was broken. Did you see the 56-yard completion? Mm-hmm. You still completed 50% of your passes."
And, right, but he is trying to think positively. Like,
yeah, you know, man, I have no problem with Justin Fields chesting up to the media. We know that he doesn't seem to be great coming off of losses. When microphones get thrust in front of his face, he is a prideful dude. So I don't really care all that much about mm-hmm. him chesting up to Jason Leisure and the Bears media, but I thought it was obviously a fair question. But objectively, it's broken. They're 30th, 31st, or 32nd in every passing category in the NFL. Literally every one.
Boy, a lot of textures getting in here with quarterbacks they'd kill Shane for.
That's, again, Cordell, not surprising.
Cordell Stewart.
This version of Cordell Stewart or that version of Cordell Stewart?
Big Ben.
This version of Big Ben?
Johnny Manziel.
Shane, these guys aren't even in the league. That's not nice.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really need this today.
All right, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Over Fields. This texture says he watched one Bailey Zappi drive, and he'd take him over Justin Fields.
Not a guy who came in on the road at Lambeau as a 10-point underdog and is just slinging it all over the field. Not afraid of the moment in any way, shape, or form. Not particularly physically gifted, but have you seen his college numbers?
Bailey Zappi?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't.
Dude, he like set every record last year.
Tanny, do you have those?
The guy had like 60 touchdowns. I have them here,
and they're barely Zappy.
They were pretty incredible. They were pretty incredible.
I haven't seen Bailey Zappi's college numbers, and you probably still haven't seen video of Cal Raleigh walking off for the Mariners to lock them up.
I saw a video of that.
Was that great?
When he puts his hands on his head rounding second base.
Oh, come on.
I got chills.
Dude, and they knew it was coming because they had walked it off the night before. They had fireworks scheduled for after the Friday game. Dave Sims, our guy Dave Sims with a beautiful call.
The best.
Wonderful guy, great play-by-play man, super fun, very happy for him.
Zappy at Western Kentucky.
This is our show.
Had completed 69% of his passes, 5,967 passing yards with 62 touchdowns.
Last year.
In a season.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's going to take Justin Fields 3 NFL seasons to do what this Zappy kid did at Western Kentucky in 14 games.
Can you believe?
62 touchdowns? That might take Fields 7 years.
Can you believe the Mets are going to blow this division? Got swept by the Braves now? And they're gonna squander this opportunity with DeGrom and Scherzer in the postseason? It's unbelievable. But tell me more about Bailey Zappi.
I got more. Who do you want? Throw a quarterback out there. I got something for you. Davis Mills, much better than Justin Fields right now. Geno Smith, Tua, Carson Wentz.
No, not Carson Wentz. Nailed that one. Cowboys laying 3. 2-1 in Parkins versus Parkins, I mean, versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
Carson Wentz has 8 touchdown passes this year. Justin Fields has 2.
Oh. But Carson had a lot in the first couple of games. Like, Bloom is...
We played 4 games! We played 4 games, Matt. Like, yeah, you're right.
True, Dan.
You're right.
Like, so formal today.
Very formal.
When Matthew. that's so old.
When he's challenged about Carson Wentz, he gets formal.
That's so old.
Noted.
Ancient history. Ancient history with Carson Wentz putting up big offensive numbers
in week two
when we're here in week four of the NFL season.
All right, so that's Mike Martz with the whoa. Do we still have the Don Cooper whoa? It's very different energy. Very different energy.
It is.
I'll call Coop. I will. I'll call Coop.
Yeah, we need to. You get on that.
Get his thoughts on the Tony presser.
Oh, God. I want to talk about this defense ahead of Mark Grody's Bears report. We were featured in something on Fox pregame. I think people were mostly watching the London game and might have missed it, but we got some national pub and talk about, like, we know the offense is a long way to go. What about the defense? Next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.